Wash your words, wash your words, with mysteries and histories and books about birds. A library for everyone, while you get your washing done.
Hello, welcome to Wash Your Words podcast. I'm Catherine, neighbourhood producer for Left Coast. Also joined by Tracy.
I'm Tracy with an E.
We're an arts organisation. We're a CPP, which is Creative People in Places. I work in two neighbourhoods within Blackpool, a northwest seaside town that you may all know. Wash Your Words is a multi-purpose space. So we're a library. We're also a laundry. So we've got a laundrette, we've got washing machines and dryers, and we're a community hub. So the space is used by residents, local and beyond this particular neighbourhood. We welcome anybody. But it's also used by groups or organisations that needed space to run projects from as well. So it's a really important part of the community already. And we've been here, we celebrated our first birthday at Christmas. So, yeah, exciting times with our second year and how we can develop the space. The space was designed and built with two architects from UCLAM, which is the local university in Preston. And they, along with Left Coast, held a lot of consultations on how the space was going to look and how it felt to people, what it was for. And then they built together. So we had different teams doing the design of the branding maybe, or the colours that were inside, and then those that were actually building bookshelves or seats, whatever that may be. And that created the space that it is now. So I think that's why it feels like, you know, it's got the energy it has, because the community was so involved from the very beginning. So those consultations probably started about 8 years ago, you know, a long time, when we found out, tried to find out what people needed, what they wanted, what they were missing, and what we could put into this space. So that's what Wash Your Words is. So Tracy, do you want to tell us a bit about your experience of Wash Your Words?
So we're based at Mayside, at Langdale Shops, at the library, and it's a massive help to other to people, I think, at this time of year, that there's like washers here and dryers that are free to use. And if you ever stuck, your washer's broke, just pop in, get a brew, read a book, and you're always going to be welcome, always. No one gets turned away. That's a lovely thing. It doesn't matter what part of Blackpool you live in. Yeah, on a Wednesday, we do a craft club. And up to now, we've done some really amazing things like screen printing, jelly printing. Jelly plate printing with Norma. So it's not just like, it's not a library, is it? It's just too noisy for a library.
It's not what you would call a traditional library, is it?
Everyone gets a brew when they come in.
That's really important. It all starts with a brew. Brew and a waffle. I think that's what we like to say it is. So shall we talk about, Tracy, what's coming up in the next month or two?
Well, massive venture. It's the pantry. The pantry was meant to be started probably 6 months ago, but because things went wrong with the plants and the planting and the building up at Boston Way, because it's combined between Boston Way and Langdale, and it's an amazing thing. You could bring a recipe and walk away with
a bunch of rhubarb.
It's open. It's an open thing. Would you like to spend some time up there? Your time is worth. It's just you give something and you give something and you take something.
It's an exchange.
Yeah, and like if you're interested in gardening, I mean, we're up at Mayside with no gardening facilities, but Boston Way is the place that they're growing. Also, it's working with the allotments as well. Is it cherry tree allotments?
Yeah, there's two. There's cherry tree, but there's also Bridge Farm, which is a smaller allotment, but they're near to Boston Way,
and they're happy to give us the stuff that is too much. What's the word? Too much.
Yeah, like they're overgrown.
Their abundance.
Yeah,
their abundance of fruit and veg.
Yeah,
they're willing to give it us instead of it going to waste. I think there's like four VIPers at the moment, which are
VIP as in PE.
Yeah, we're like the volunteers working with Left Coast, because it's a Left Coast are the people, you know, that are like running it, and we're doing the volunteering for them, and we're going to be helping out in both the pantries, both here and at Boston Way.
So this month we've got Jade with us, who is one of our volunteers at Wash Your Words. We met you through a project we were doing called One Pot Wonders.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you thought about the space or what it means to you. I know you're kind of a new user of the space, let's say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just wanted to know what your thoughts were.
I enjoy it. I think the whole space, obviously with me being new, I do suffer with anxiety, but it has eased my anxiety a lot, and it's encouraged me to get out to meet other people. Like, right. I've been through quite a lot of stuff in my time that I don't really talk about, which I do tend to confine myself to the house. Mm. So to come here, I feel like I'm actually doing something as well as helping other people. And like, I just talk and offer people advice and things like that. So it is good. I think it's definitely something that has been needed on this estate for a long time.
Because I know you said to us that there was nothing on this estate for anybody.
No, there's not.
Right.
You have like the Freedom Centre, but apart from that, there isn't anything really. I think a lot of people do feel very to themselves on here. So don't feel like embarrassed that you can't go anywhere. There is people here that will help.
I think what's interesting, when I met you as well, Jed, I know we met a while before you started volunteering, didn't we?
Yeah, because it was about the washing machine and the strawberries.
Yeah, it was. We were growing plants on the windowsill, weren't we?
Yeah.
Last year, we were trying to grow from seed, and I know your daughter tried the strawberries as well, didn't she?
She wanted to try the strawberries.
We had one strawberry, didn't we, that was growing. Right. I'm not sure I can share it with you. I've got to check with the group if I'm allowed to get that one strawberry out. But I know we talked about the way you have like the medicinal purposes of things that you grow as well. So that's really interesting, I think, that you can bring that to this space, and especially when we talk about growing.
Yeah, like I've said, I give my children garlic. They eat garlic every morning. Well, it keeps the colds away and it helps with the immune system.
Keep their friends away as well. Like,
vampires. Like I pop in when I come in on a Tuesday or I come in on a Wednesday, my first thing is I talk to the plants, because you should talk to your plants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And both me and Jade have saged our houses as well this weekend.
Yep. Opened the door.
Yeah.
Brushed it all out.
Got rid of the negative.
Yep. The day after the space. Full moon.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was nice little conversations that we have like that.
Yeah.
And it's just been a joy to have you join the group as well.
Thank you.
And a massive help also with doing the volunteering.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
I will continue to do so.
Good.
So anyway, Ben started here a few weeks ago. We've all had a bit of a past. But, you know, like when you want a new beginning, and just somewhere to go that's like you feel all right and safe. Anyway, here's Ben to tell you a bit.
So, I volunteered for Blackpool Lightpool Festival and met guys from the Left Coast project, which then introduced me to Wash Your Words and told me to come here. I've been coming from November, and it is extremely welcome, extremely friendly, and the people here are extremely, extremely nice. I don't find it very easy to be in places with new people, so it was nice to be involved, nice to be invited, and then to be involved, and even more so now that I'm able to volunteer my time and do a little bit more. And it is better than sitting around indoors pulling hairs out about what you're going to do next and where you're going to
stressing
out and having nowhere to be and having no one around. A lot of changes in my life. I won't go into too much detail about my own circumstances, but this place has been a godsend. So people here have been a godsend. Meeting people at Left Coast was really sweet as well.
And what's the first thing we always say when you come in? It's like,
do you want a brew?
Because we're in Blackpool.
And now finding out that not only can I do arts and crafts, which is what I'm into personally, art, very much so, different arts, but also the artistic side of the community. So being getting involved with the pantry, getting involved with the projects that are here that are going to help other people in the community around. I'm not actually from Mearside, but I'm Blackpool based and I've been here for 10 years. And having something that's going to be able to help others and help myself whilst doing so as well.
I'd like to introduce Caroline, who's been with us for like probably longer than me, actually. I started last February and you was involved already, wasn't you? Yeah. So would you like to tell us your story? Yeah.
Well, I was born and bred in Blackpool and I was introduced to this place by the Freedom Centre down the road. And when I first came in here, they made me so welcome, very welcome. First thing they would like was, hey, would you like a cup of tea? Would you like a biscuit? But then I enjoyed doing the crafts and coming every Wednesday for the company and doing things and doing crafts and everything, because it helps with the mental health. It helps with my mental health and everything.
I'd really like to thank Ben and Caroline for... It's like straight from the heart, that, and it didn't really... Honestly, it really hurt.
I was in tears listening to it, listening to them, because I suppose when you're here and you're with people every week and you just chat, your normal chat, and you make people feel welcome and, you know, we do something creative together, you don't always realise the effect of that on somebody until they say it out loud, and then it makes me cry. But it's okay. It's just really...
We'll get over it with
women.
It's
wonderful to hear that. Yeah, like, that
definitely.
A space can make a difference in someone's life.
You can walk in somewhere and you can just be yourself and no one's going to judge. I think that's massive, because everyone's out to impress with a nice pair of trainers or materialistic.
And they don't mean anything, do they really? I like to think that being around people is more important, and supporting each other.
Definitely.
So it's not just a place where Left Coast are and you come and we support you. It's about the group now supports each other, and that's really beautiful to see.
And the thing is as well, you could be anybody and you can be from any background, and you're never going to feel intimidated or like you're not good enough. I think that is massive. You know, self-esteem. I think you do these crafts and you don't realise how... You can do something.
Now you're making me cry again. See?
Because life does knock you down and something needs to build you back up again. And unfortunately, there's not many places that want to do that for you. Like,
what I like to think that we do as well alongside that practical is just, even if it's once a week, there's a little highlight in your life, a moment, you know, an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, whatever that is that you stay for, that you just forget everything that's outside there, and what's going on in here is where you can relax, have a brew, chat to someone. You don't have to chat about the stuff that's going on in your life. You don't want to. We can sit, we can talk about the most ridiculous stuff most of the time, and then make something together or create something together. And then you leave and you're a little bit lighter, or you've forgotten just for a couple of hours what's outside. Okay. Tissues, please,
it's like
for
Jason. It's like a counselling service. Can't cope. Oh. Yeah. All right then. So I'll see you next time.
Oh, we're going.
We're going.
Oh,
we've
right.
done enough.
I feel
haven't
like
we?
We've got loads more to say. Yeah. No, we're done. I wanted to ask you what your favourite food was, though, and all that. We're not doing that.
Do you know you're vegetarian? Well, mine's a steak.
No, I'm not vegetarian. No,
but this is like a bit vegetarian, isn't it?
I love a good steak.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing better, is there?
French mustard.
I know. Oh, thank you.
Mine
I've got
to
have a little bit of green on the side, though.
Well, mine used to be a T-bone in the day.
Flippin' Nori, you've got expensive taste.
Right, shall we say bye?
Oh, okay.
Until February.
Until the next time.
Until the next time.
Yeah.
We meet again.
I'll miss you.
Okay.
Trace with any, but I'll see you just after this anyway.
Okay, then. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Wash your words. Wash your words. We've mysteries and histories and books about birds. A library for everyone. While you get your washing done. Woo! See you later.